Lots of texts coming in on the text line. People talking about what a beautiful day it is outside. A bit of a breeze in parts of the province, but farmers are still out in the fields full harvest mode, and definitely some good weather here over the next couple of days for them, working to, in some cases, finishing up. Other places, we know that, I think the number I heard was at about 74, 75%, three quarters of the harvest is done in the province. So still a little bit of work left in the field, but the weather's looking as if it's going to cooperate over the next little while, which is great news. Well, as we continue to recognize the importance of today, the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation across the prairies, stories of Indigenous life and resilience have been passed down for generations. And I always love when the storytelling, which literally was storytelling, sitting around a campfire, passed down from person to person, also now has become a modern way of storytelling. We see films, documentaries. We see a lot of things on social media. We just talked about Dr. Hay from Saskatoon and the Wild Rose Vets TV series on APTN. There's all kinds of great storytelling that happens. And now you've got a chance to see one of those stories from the inside the voices of those living them, with a great new documentary, a powerful new documentary produced and distributed by the National Film Board of Canada. Siksikgagawan, which is The Blackfoot Man, a powerful new documentary, explores Blackfoot masculinity, identity, and healing. It's an intimate look at fathers, sons, artists, athletes, the pressures, the joys that shape them. And I'm so happy that we've got the film's director, award-winning director, I might add, very talented fella. I'm glad to have Sonoxin Trevor Solway joining us by phone, a filmmaker from Alberta. Sonoxin, thank you so much for taking the call.
Hey, Evan. Yeah, great to talk to you.
Can we start with your story? Were you raised in Alberta?
Yeah, I grew up in Siksika, which is like an hour east of Calgary, and it's one of the four Blackfoot tribes. And yeah, I grew up on my grandpa's ranch, grew up surrounded by, you know, uncles and cousins, and we did a lot of, my uncles were cowboys, and so we ran horses and cows, and yeah, just grew up on the land, enjoying life.
I'm guessing, just given the fact that what you've brought into your professional life, you were raised with a deep sense of your culture.
Yeah, I was, but you might say, Kipedepuka, I was raised by the old people. And what that means is I was very close with my grandparents, Sonny and Georgina Solway. And yeah, it was a really beautiful childhood that I had, where my grandpa, we did a lot of chores out, on the ranch, but also he told a lot of stories. And he would tell a story, and this way he would mix in the Blackfoot and use his hands to tell a story. Like, it really engaged all of your imagination. And like, you can see the remnants of his stories on the land. He would reference, something, and you would see like a teepee circle, or we would find old, knives or things that, from those times. And it was really cool to see that. And, like when a lot of kids had Saturday morning cartoons, like I had my grandpa, and his stories were like a window into like another time. And, those were, I think, the early stages of me, realizing that I wanted to be a storyteller full time. And mm-hmm. I'm really glad that with his support that this has become a full time job for me.
I love that you are passing it down. And I love that you're passing it down the way you are. I had the opportunity in my previous job to meet regularly with an elders committee. And they talked about how storytelling and information sharing was very much over the years a person to person exchange between individuals, between, grandfathers and grandsons, as you just said. But an acceptance that there's new ways to reach audiences. There's new ways to tell stories. Do you have support from your community, from your Blackfoot community, about the storytelling that you're doing?
Yeah, that's why I choose to base my career in Siksika. All of my projects in my 10-plus year career have been shot in Siksika. And it's because the community and the land, like it invigorates me and gives me like a sense of purpose. And I do feel like really supported. And every time we film, like everyone is so like excited and wants to be a part of it. And I think that comes from a place of of wanting to be represented authentically. And I think we look back at, you know, old Western films or even sports logos, like we've been misrepresented so many times in the media as being like this one-dimensional, you know, savage or warrior or noble Indian. And we just want to be seen as human beings having a human experience. And so I think, yeah, the community is really embraced me. I grew up there. So it's like they see me more as Trevor rather than like a filmmaker. And we also see like filmmaking as like, and storytelling as a form of gift giving. Because that's what we are. That's what we're doing. We're like through the stories that we're sharing, it's like a gift to somebody. You know, it comes from a place of lived experience and you want to share that with somebody. And instead of like this kind of egotistical, individualistic pursuit that we might think that is like filmmaking that's kind of been distorted by Hollywood, we're at a really interesting time in Indigenous cinema where we're taking back our images in it through our narrative sovereignty.
I love the way you phrased that whole answer. Sanoxin Trevor Solway is my guest, Siksika, filmmaker from Alberta, but filmmaker, I'm gonna substitute the word storyteller in there, just the way you translate and talk about the importance of this. So let's talk about Siksikgigawan, which is the Blackfoot man, exploring Blackfoot masculinity and identity. What motivated you to focus on those themes?
You know, this has been something that I've grappled with and wrestled with my whole life, just growing up on the prairies and like, just with like Siksika is the second largest reserve in Canada. So it's like, the landmass is huge and, there's a sense of like ruralness or ruggedness that kind of has been imprinted on our people. You know, they once called the Blackfoot people the lords of the plains. And so like, that carries a lot of like the weight of expectations, on our men. And I think through like the disruption of things like residential school that literally took the emotion out of our grandparents. And, you know, kind of when you're told not to speak your language, like language is how you emote to somebody, how you connect and resonate with some people or with your people, with your mom and your dad and your siblings. And so when that's taken from you at such a young age, like, how do you develop any sense of emotional awareness, you know? And so, like, I think that's created a really complex, identity within our men. And so this film was to, yeah, just to observe that, not to cast any judgment or any kind of projection of what I think a man should be, but just to let, you know, my community truly speak for themselves. And that's what we have. It's like a mosaic of expressions and experiences. And yeah, it was a real joy to film, and it gave me a lot of compassion.
Lots of really positive comments about the screening that happened at the Roxy in Saskatoon on Sunday night. I know you've got one happening tonight in North Battleford. We'll talk about that in a second. Sanoxin Trevor Solway is my guest. So the film shows both challenges and joys in the life of Blackfoot men. As you were filming it, I mean, you grew up with this culture, with this heritage, but as you were filming it, was there any particular moments that really stuck with you that even got to you?
Yeah, there's just one. It's one of my favorite scenes in the film. There's this young boy who is, you know, he's steer riding. I think it's his first time riding a steer, and he's probably got to be 12, 13. And, you know, and he's a bit on the timid side. So like he's not quite sitting down on the steer yet, but all of his friends and cousins and, you know, the older cowboys are pressuring him to ride and just telling him, come on, ride, like, you know, sit down. Like this is the immense amount of pressure that was on him. And he was in that shoot for, you know, 5 minutes, I would say, or more. And I just held the camera and like didn't budge. And like just to witness that moment for him. And then he did eventually ride, and just the joy that kind of, or the pride of him kind of getting over that mental hurdle, like just to be present for him in that moment and witness, you know, the common humanity of boyhood in that one moment. Mm-hmm. And so in the film, like we just kept that take in there as long as it was, whereas conventional filmmaking might teach you to like, you know, you have to cut away or you have to, you know, go into a close up or an insert. And that's what the film is. It's like some of it is like, it's unconventional in how long we hold on stuff, but that's what it takes to fully, I think, develop that empathy for people.
Mm-hmm. Sinox and Trevor Solway is my guest, Siksika filmmaker from Alberta. The film, which we have been talking about, Siksikagawan, is actually being shown tonight in North Battleford, correct?
Yes, that's correct. That's 7 p.m. at Capitol Theatre.
7 p.m. Capitol Theatre. So what kind of feedback are you getting from audiences? And I'm asking all audiences, whether it's Indigenous, non-Indigenous, what's the feedback been like?
Yeah, we just came from Alberta, from SIF and IF, and all, like, both the Calgary festivals were sold out, and they had another one at Calgary Central Library, which is also sold out, and then both Edmonton screenings were sold out, and it looks like we're selling out in Lethbridge as well, so, and it was well attended at the Roxy a couple nights ago, and that's such a cool theater to be at. But yeah, people are, I think they're feeling a lot of like joy from like the celebration of positive masculinity. Cause I think the conversations have always been around toxic masculinity, which I think are also important to have, but those conversations kind of get stunted by this kind of punitive or judgmental way in which those conversations happen. And then there are some people who come to this expecting to see like trauma or expecting to see like addiction or incarceration. And it just goes to show like the kind of, you know, narrow view that has been had of us for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you come to this film and you're expecting to feel bad, you're probably not going to get it.
The film is people, I'm getting texts from people as you and I are chatting. People are interested in seeing it, but they're not in North Battleford, won't be able to be there tonight. Eventually, where will people be able to consume this piece of work?
Yeah, so this film, like you said in the beginning, was produced by the National Film Board. So after the festival run and after these screenings, it'll be available on the NFB app or the NFB.ca. And so, yeah, probably sometime in the spring. But, yeah, just look up Siksikagawan, The Blackfoot Man, and it should be there. And, yeah, and if you're around in North Battleford tonight, I hope to see you there.
I'm curious to ask you the question I've been asking a lot of my guests today, because it is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. You're a storyteller. You believe in passing down culture to Indigenous people, helping people understand Blackfoot culture, but also helping non-Indigenous people understand the importance of this part of Canadian history and part of Canada's future. What is your message on this day?
Yeah, I guess my message is to... you know, like I think a lot of people gloss over that word truth. And I think we really have to kind of just pause sometimes and really reflect on what that word means. And I think for this film and particularly, like, that's what as documentary filmmakers are trying to do. Our commitment is to the truth. And so I think that when you watch this film, like it's an unconventional documentary as in, you know, it's not your typical like interview setup and like B-roll and staged moments. Like it's entirely pushed forward through like candid organic moments that happen in front of the camera. And so I think it's and that was because of our commitment to the truth. And so I think in doing so, we've made a very humanizing story, and that's what I want audiences to take away from my film, is that, you know, we're human beings having a human experience. And I think when people can see that, like, empathy is allowed to grow. And you're less likely to be ignorant or racist or violent towards Indigenous people when you see them as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see us as a material that's be bought and sold and discarded like a Halloween costume or a Chicago Blackhawks jersey, then you're more likely to have those really narrow ideas of us. And so that's how I want the film to be perceived, or like the impacts it will have. And I think on this day in particularly, it's really important that it's not just a day, you know, it's not just a vacation where your kids are off school or your office is shut down, that you know, there's 94 calls to action, you know, it's not just wearing an orange shirt. And so read up on these 94 calls to action. And some of them are very doable, but have not started or have been stalled. And so I think it's also a responsibility to do your homework today.
Mm-hmm. Sonoxon, this has been a great chat. I appreciate you giving us some time. Good luck tonight in North Battleford, and we will look forward to seeing the film available on the National Film Board's website and app.
Thank you so much.
Sonoxon Trevor Solway, he is from Siksika First Nation in Alberta, and the name of the film again, Siksikagawan, which is the Blackfoot Man, and being shown tonight in North Battleford. But again, as you heard him say, eventually, once all the screenings and the premieres are done, it will be available to you through the National Film Board of Canada's website. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.